Make my spoiler monster grow!
Kinky.
This is the Flicks X Raid podcast, starting in 5, 4.
Hi, welcome to FlixX Raid. I'm your host, Alpha 1 through 4, Tony. And tonight I am joined by my co-host, a face stuck in a wall, Darcy.
Hello! I'm joined by the bedridden mother, Ryan.
Hola!
And a Krispy Kreme patron, Phil.
Hello!
And finally, the Rainbow Power Ranger, Taylor.
Go, go, Rainbow Ranger! You're all just jealous that I'm all the Rangers combined into one mighty Morphin. Oh, wait, they don't have that in this one. Just regular Morphin
Ranger.
The Voltron Ranger.
The Voltron Ranger. All right, and tonight we're going to be talking about Power Rangers, specifically Saban's Power Rangers. But before we get into that, let's take a moment to get to know our guests. And the question is, what was your favorite television show growing up? We'll start with Ryan. So, Ryan, before the television was invented, what was your favorite, cereal?
What was your favorite radio play?
It was Shadow of Fire Pit in Cave.
I just went out back and put a stick to a skull, cow skull.
We would throw stones at each other, and Larry, he was slow, so he lost a lot. Yeah. It was easy to score against his head. In all seriousness, probably The Tick was probably one of my favorites, that and Futurama.
Mine was probably kind of stuff like this, honestly, mostly like Dragon Ball Z and Power Rangers and just the fighty hero kind of stuff. I used to always love that kind of crap, which is why I was super excited for this film. Was excited.
Rainbow Ranger.
I did watch like a lot of Mighty Morphin back in the day, but I watched a whole lot of everything else. By back in the day, of course, I mean the 90s, the best decade. I think, and this one's going to both date me and nationalize me, fucking Reboot was the bomb. And I don't give a shit what anyone else says. Yeah, it was creepy looking at the time, but goddammit, that show's amazing.
Yeah, you fucking
Darcy
find me
like
someone that doesn't
quit.
Like it?
Oh, no.
I'll eat my hat.
Oh, Reboot is the shit. If you've never watched Reboot, goddamn, I'm sure all of it's probably on YouTube.
Watch the animated Reboot, not the remake.
Yeah, not the Netflix Guardian Code one. We're not talking about that one.
I forgot that existed.
Yeah,
there's a reason that you forgot that it existed.
We don't talk about Reboot Guardian. I'm have to actually agree with Taylor. Like, Reboot was the best show that I have watched, and like, I have the first two seasons on DVD. I'm still trying to find the rest.
I have the whole thing.
I also have the whole thing.
So where do you live, and what time do you go to sleep?
Yes, and wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, so I can kill you and take your things. I mean,
don't worry, he transits, Taylor. He'll never get to your house.
Be fair, it's the mainframe edition. Yeah, that's exactly true, actually. It's the mainframe edition. You can probably find that on Amazon for a reasonable price, I reckon.
But no, like, I watched a lot of the Power Rangers growing up, all of the, like, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle spin-off series, and, like, you know, Fighter Mice from Mars, the Mummy ones.
Biker Mice from Mars?
Biker Mice from Mars.
Fighter Mice from Mars. You respect Biker Mice from Mars, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And I think you mean Mummies Alive?
That's the one.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Gargoyles.
I'm just looking at Gargoyles. Yeah.
Gargoyles. Motherfucking Gargoyles.
Street Sharks.
Street Sharks.
Yeah.
So am I the only one who ever watched the Roughnecks cartoon?
Yes.
I don't know what that is. You mean like the sports people?
The Starship Troopers cartoon?
There is a Starship Troopers
cartoon.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
like now I need to go find this, but like, yeah, you were probably the only one out of us.
Yeah, I'm just looking at my Plex, the real Ghostbusters.
Oh, that was
that was the shit.
The
too.
Max.
We had some of the best.
Batman
TV.
The Animated.
The Head.
Jesus.
Batman the Animated Series.
Batman the Animated. Batman Beyond.
Also,
the Justice League. In the 2000s.
Yeah. 90s had the best
Cyber
cartoons.
Six.
Na 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 na. X-Men.
Yeah.
Oh man, we had some good animated programs growing up.
The 90s had the best cartoons. Fucking fight me. I don't care.
Beast Wars. Beast Machines.
Motherfucking Beast Wars. How did I forget that?
Speaking of reboot, Beast Wars. Yep. Same fucking studio.
Beast Wars and Beast Machines and Beasties.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we should probably get back on topic.
This is on topic. This is about a kid's TV show. Golden Girls.
A lot of this is going to be some 90s bullshit because it's Power Rangers.
Of course it will. My roommate has actually just started rewatching the 90s Spider-Man. Because it's on Disney, I think.
Was that the one with NPH?
I think it's on Disney Plus now.
It's on something anyway. But he works from home, right? So
like everybody.
He's always watching it. And he said so many times, like, he's watched Bob Burgers, Futurama, The Simpsons, all that shit. But when he was watching the 90s Spider-Man, he was like, man, I actually have to fucking pay attention at times, because I, like, look away for 5 minutes, and then there's 10 new characters, like, something's changed, they'd really, like, built the story. And I'm like, you know, I guess you don't really see it, you didn't really even really think about it, but it's still apparently watchable and good.
It moves really quick. So, like, back at, like, that was one of my childhood, I grew up watching that cartoon like crazy. Mm-hmm. I even, like, collected all the trading cards and shit, because I was that lame. And it's definitely kind of made for, like, ADD kids. Shit moves really, really fast. So I understand the idea of, like, having to pay attention, because it's like, plot point, plot point, plot point, plot point, movies are, the series is over. It's like, what the fuck? Everything just flies. It is good,
well,
yeah.
My point being, it's still watchable and it's still very good.
Oh, for sure. Aside from the intro animation where they tried to do the 3D stuff and it's bad. But outside of that,
What are you talking about?
The intro is... It's only in the intro, good. But the rest of it's good. It's just the intro that's a little cringy. But
all right, yeah. Time for synopsis and starring. Darcy!
A group of high school students acquire superpowers after they discover an alien spaceship. They soon learn about its origins and use their abilities for good.
This movie is directed by Dean Israelite, and is starring Drace Dacer? Dacre?
Doctor.
I don't know. D-A-C-R-E. I don't know how to pronounce that. Montgomery as Jason, the Red Ranger. Naomi Scott as Kimberly, the Pink Ranger. R.G. Seiler as Billy, the Blue Ranger. Ludi Lin as Zach, the Black Ranger. Becky G as Trini, or Danny, or Dinny, the Yellow Ranger.
Dee Dee.
Elizabeth Banks as Rita Repulsa. Bryan Cranston as Zordon. And Bill Hader as the voice of Alpha 5.
Isn't his last name Israelite? I don't know what you said, but it wasn't Israelite.
I butchered it purposely.
Okay. As long as...
Why? Why would you do such a thing?
Because I do.
All right, fine.
Because fuck Dean.
Fuck Dean,
I guess. I hope he's listening.
And with that, it's time for us to play a game. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
I want to play a game.
Oh, it's a game.
A game.
Specifically tailored for each participant.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah, let's have some fun.
Ladies, start your enjeans.
I'm having a blast. This is the most fun I've had without lubricant.
So you played recently?
A game with drums.
So we're going to be doing a little bit of a different game today.
I get it.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
You're an evil bastard.
I am an evil bastard. We're going to be doing a release your game.
Recently.
And the way that this works is we're going to be doing release year for TV shows and movie adaptations. So me and Darcy are going to give you a show, and we're going to give you four different years. One of those years is the year the movie came out, and one of those years is the year that the series first aired. And you guys have to pick which category you want to pick and what your guess is.
Oh, God.
All
so you
right.
actually have to pay attention this time, Ryan.
Debatable.
Yeah, that's debatable.
And they're not all in a row.
No.
What are they like? So, in just some, like, circle?
Well, we're
here,
about
I'll
to...
Here, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
This one's for 0 points. Power Rangers. The years are 2017... 2007, 1997, or 1987. Phil, when did the show first come out? Or the movie? Your choice.
The, okay. 2000... 2017.
Was that,
I think,
is that
was
the movie
the,
or the show?
Was the this movie that we just watched.
All right, 2017.
Hey, Tony, I've got a question for you. When did Super Sentai first come out?
That's a good question. What year did I pull?
That's something we can get into later.
Yes. But, Taylor, what's your guess?
I'm going to go with the same thing because I know this movie came out in 2017.
And Ryan, do you want to take a stab at what year the TV series came out?
Sure, 87.
Actually, really?
He says 87. Well, thank God it's all 0 points because otherwise Ryan's wrong.
It was 97 was the original air date of Power Rangers, The Mighty Morphin Adventures.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was earlier than that. For some
yeah,
reason.
I thought it was way earlier.
Me too.
I thought it was like 95.
I thought so.
How old am I?
I thought so too, but when I was looking it up, it's in 97.
10 years ago is not 1990. That's how this works. All
right, here we go. Now for points.
20 years ago is not even 1990.
I just searched on Google it. It says 1993.
I see 1993 as well.
What the fuck, Tony?
Oh, my bad.
Bad research, Tony.
The fuck is that you Google in 2 seconds?
I was going off of a wiki.
Just
my bad. I might have picked up a different
so
series.
Weird.
At least this one was 0 points.
1997 was when the last movie, or the first Ivan Ooze movie came out.
Oh, then that makes sense.
That's where I got myself confused. Okay. Sorry.
Also, my synopsis and starring is about Edge of Tomorrow.
No, it's not.
Don't worry about it.
Ryan, you're not reliving the same day again.
Don't worry about it. Don't pay attention,
secret.
You fuckers.
You're living the same day.
Pay attention! All right, we're going with the Addams Family. Did it come out in 1964, 1971, 1989, or 1991?
So we're going to be starting with Ryan. Ryan, do you want to guess the year of the movie or the year of the TV show?
I'm going to go year of the TV show.
Okay.
That was the first one.
All right. And Phil?
I'll do the movie and it was the last one.
Jesus Christ.
It was 91, was it not?
Yes, that was the last
one.
All right, and Taylor?
I'm going with Phil's answer. The movie and 91.
This seems really easy for the third person here.
Everyone got a point.
Hooray!
The original series came out in 1964, and the movie came out in 91.
Oh my god!
All right. Weren't there several
TV
films?
Is that old? That's
yes,
funny.
That is the first movie that
films,
ever came out.
Yes. But there was only the I'm thinking he's believing to referring to the first film that came out.
Yep,
and it's pretty good.
All right, next up, Bewitched. The years are 1964, 1965, and 2004 and 2005. So you essentially have two 50-50s here, guys.
Oh, God.
Taylor, you're starting us.
The show in 65. Yeah.
All right. Taylor says show 65. Phil?
Show 64.
Phil says show was 64.
Was the film the one with
No, you
Will
already
Ferrell?
Talked. You already...
Yes.
You
that's,
answered
that's
the film
No,
Will
I know I've already fucking answered... It's just, that would explain why I don't remember the film, because it has Will Ferrell in it.
Because it was bad.
All right.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Show 65.
All right, well, somebody got a point, and only one person got a point,
it was
and it was
Phil.
It was 64.
Oh, it wasn't me?
Oh. It wasn't you. You said the same as Taylor.
Says
it's
you.
The guy that hates Will Ferrell. I'm just saying that to make the internet hate you, because I also kind of hate Will Ferrell. But
I also kind of hate Will Ferrell.
Yeah, everyone kind of hates Will Ferrell.
He's kind of just the new Adam Sandler. Hey, I can play a man-child in every film. Anyway.
If you genuinely like Will Ferrell's movies, I kind of don't trust you.
I wasn't going to go that far, but damn.
Number three.
Everyone's favorite animated and slightly questionable movie, Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, I was thinking Stripperella, but all right.
Fair point, but continuing on. Did it come out in 2005, 2006, 2009, or 2010?
Oh, God.
Phil?
I don't know. What? The last one. I genuinely don't know any of them.
The last one is what? The movie or the show?
The movie.
Okay.
Okay.
I genuinely 100% no idea.
Is any of these the movie came out before the show?
Ryan?
I want to say it was 2006 as Avatar the show.
Okay, Ryan says 2006, the show. Taylor.
I'm going to say 2005, the show, and probably apologize for never watching it because apparently it's really good.
Oh, too.
It's on Netflix. It's worth a watch.
I'm there too, and every time you bring anybody says, I have never seen it, the first thing out of everybody's mouth is, it's on Netflix.
I've seen the movie, and I know that the movie is not comparable at all to the show. So
that's like saying you've seen World War Z, the movie, and haven't read the book.
Ah, there you go. Perfect comparison.
Anyways, points. 2005 was when the show aired, and 2010 was when the movie came out.
So Phil and Taylor got points. Ryan did not.
Ooh.
Ryan.
How do you say hooray with a question mark on the end of it?
Hooray?
Hooray?
Don't worry, internet. Hooray? Someday I'll watch the show. I know. No, I know.
All right, I'll watch Reboot. Won't. Number four.
I'm currently watching
Better Things. It's time to fuck with people.
For Samurai Jack.
21 Jump Street. Did it come out 2011, 2010, 1989, or 1987?
We should be giving like bonus points for some of these because like some of them are like crazy.
A little bit hard.
Yeah.
Ryan, you're starting us.
One of them 89.
Do you
want to
guess show? One of them is 89.
I will do that for the show.
Okay. Taylor.
What were the two later ones?
For the 2011, 2010, 89, and 87.
2010 for the movie.
All right. And Phil?
87 show.
Somebody got a point.
Is
only
it,
1 point this round.
Ryan.
It was Phil.
Yay!
Damn it.
It's because he doesn't like Will Ferrell movies.
Fucking guessing is doing really well.
I am guessing and not doing very well. Which is
moving.
Actually, how am I school on? So
do better at random chance. Come on.
Hold on, I'm getting out of this game.
This is a good game.
I'm getting out 2-4 D4s.
There you go.
All right, we got the next question is the A team. Jesus Christ.
Well, that's just cheating. Ryan was alive for these.
Actually, been
what do you
alive
mean,
for all
Ryan's losing?
Yeah, Ryan's losing.
The A-Team. Did it come out in 2009, 2010,
1983,
or
1983?
Tony? Sorry? Yes. It's either right or wrong. Sorry.
Oh, shit. I can do these answers. Hold on. I gotta get a coin. I have a coin nowadays.
Oh, boy. Well, I think everyone's going to get a point here, but let's see.
Well, let's see. Well, the new answer, which might be correct, which may not be correct, is 1984.
Well, considering his first one was actually incorrect, and it was 93.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Sorry. Was it Taylor? You're starting us.
I'm going to go really far out on a limb. I'm gonna test my knowledge and go with 83 for the TV series.
And Phil?
Disso.
Ryan.
Okay, what was the movie one?
What were the other two dates? 2009, 2010, 1983, or 1984?
Okay, hold on.
Jeez.
Playing hardball.
2010 for the movie.
Thank God. Dave, if you get the right answer.
Guess what? He did!
Yeah! Everyone gets a point.
Everyone gets a point. All right. Next up, The Equalizer.
Oh, fuck.
1984, 2013, 2014, 1985.
I didn't know there was a TV series about it.
I don't know what I don't know what you're talking about.
The Equalizer.
This is new information for me as well.
Okay.
Yeah, it's based on a TV series.
I'm not,
and now they've made a new
I'm not
TV
going to cheat. I
FIFA.
Just want to look at the movie poster.
I actually really want to see that one.
It's Denzel Washington.
Yeah, Denzel.
Looking away images. Yeah. There we go.
But I do want to see the one with Queen Latifah because I like her. Anyways, answers.
Phil is starting.
I'm going to go with the third one you said because for the new one because I got nothing.
Oh, you could have, like, thrown a curveball.
I'm just going random on this one now.
Next up, Ryan.
Was one of the answers 85?
It was.
Okay, I'll do that for the TV show.
Taylor.
2020 for the reboot TV show.
It's not in there.
That is not an answer.
Am I wrong?
83. Pick 83.
No, but you're not getting a point.
Pick 83.
Okay, that one.
Excellent, it was wrong. All right, so Phil and Ryan get points. Taylor does not.
Wait, did I?
Next
I
up,
got that
number
right.
Seven. Yeah, you did.
The fuck is going on?
I have to die. I don't know what you're doing.
You've had to die for like the last 200 years. What are you talking about?
That's true.
Anyways.
Wow.
Wow. They say, treat your body like a temple. A temple is easily destroyed. If you have a wasteland and you set a grenade off on it, still a wasteland.
All right. Baywatch, 1989, 1990, 2016, or 2017.
Please, point of clarification, is this Baywatch Nights?
Oh, God.
No. The original Baywatch.
Where they solve crime in New York?
No, not Baywatch Nights. Ryan, you're starting.
Was one of them the 89?
Yes.
And let's do that one for the TV show.
Okay. Taylor.
Was one of them 90?
Yes.
Let's do that for the TV show.
Okay. Phil.
Was one of them 91?
What did you say? No. What did you say, 16, 17 for the others?
Yes.
That sounds like a 2017 movie. With The Rock and Zac Efron.
With Dwayne The Rock.
The Rock and Zac Efron.
Was Zac Efron in that?
Yeah. That's not kidding.
The Rock and Zac Efron. I can't even say
Zac
that.
Efron.
Which I just want to say.
Fucking words.
This whole fucking session is a fucking nightmare.
Is the fucking...
All right, two people got points.
Has Hollywood run
Phil
out of
and Ryan.
Phil and Ryan got points. Correct answer is 1989 and 2017.
Yay.
Next up, Dora the Explorer.
Motherfucking Dora the Explorer.
Oh, that was...
Christ.
Never mind.
2000, 2002, 2015, or 2017 are your options. Phil, you are starting.
17, new one.
Phil says 17, new one. Ryan.
Wish it was 18, one. Though. Oh!
Ew.
Taylor.
Don't cut that out.
You said 2000 or 2001 were the early ones?
2000 or 2002?
I think it was 2000.
Congratulations, y'all got points.
Yeah, woo!
Number 9.
Motherfucking Trailer Park Boys. Did it start in 2001, 2003, 2004, or 2006?
Taylor, I believe you're starting this round.
Well,
it's Trailer Park Boys, the movie, is the movie we're referring to.
Oh, which was
so
like...
It's not a remake at all. It's just a continuation of the story.
Was 2002 in there for the series? I'll go with that.
It's a very sad series.
2002?
Yeah, sure.
Is not an option.
Okay, what was the option after the first option?
2003.
Sounds great. I love it. God damn it. I actually watched
Phil.
This one, too.
2003 for the show, I guess.
There was a 2006.
I'm just copying.
There was.
Yes,
I'll do that for the movie.
Yep.
Somebody got a point.
It was Ryan.
It's the last time I copied.
I remember when that came out. I'm like, this is still a thing. Oh yeah. People are sad.
Number 10, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Which movie? There's multiple movies.
The first one I'm doing.
SpongeBob SquarePants, the movie.
The animated one or the live action one?
Yeah, the animated one.
Is that the one with David Hasselhoff?
Yes.
Wait.
Are you sure?
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, I was going to say. Like,
do not hassle
the live
Hoff.
Action
nope.
In the first one. You can't really differentiate with this.
There's live action in the show.
Yeah.
Is that the one with Keanu Reeves?
No.
No.
that's a better differentiator.
All right. It's also not the one with Antonio Banderas. Did it come out in 1995, 1999, 2005, or 2009? Ryan, you're starting.
I'll go 95 for the show.
Seems all right.
Or early.
Phil.
What was the other early one?
95 or 99.
I'll go with 99 for the show.
All right.
Which doesn't
Taylor.
Sound right to me, but...
99 for the show, for sure.
Well, Phil and Taylor got the point.
Huh. I didn't think it was that late.
Before that, Nickelodeon had other shows that wasn't just that one show. So,
you know what? I keep
That's
thinking
like
that like
MTV
that sounds
had music on it.
I know exactly. Yeah.
Like,
and
it
the
feels
learning
like
MTV had, music
late,
on it.
But
yeah.
I was 10 when that happened, so
I was 4,800.
I was 9.
Still hasn't found the phylactery yet. All right, last question. The Muppets.
Oh, Christ.
Did it come out in 1976, 1977,
which,
2010, or 2011?
Whoa. What? The Muppets Take Manhattan was their first movie.
I know, but we're doing the one that's called The Muppets.
This is a lot of semantics with Jason going Cezangle. On here.
Yeah.
I know Muppets Take Manhattan was their first, but I was like, I'm going to go with the one that's actually called The Muppet Movie.
Versus The Muppet TV Show.
Ryan.
Was 2007 one of them?
No.
Okay. What was the closest one to 2007?
2010.
Yeah.
I'll go with that one. I got a feeling about that number.
Oh, Taylor.
What was the lastest one?
2011.
We'll go with that because remember there being like a disgusting amount of celebrity cameos.
Yeah, Danny Trejo. All right,
Phil.
No, is Danny Trejo?
Please,
in that one?
Please tell me the early.
Wait.
In everything.
Phil, I'm going to tell you right now. You currently have 9 points.
Jesus Christ!
I mean, I don't know what that means. How much does everybody else have? What's going on?
I have -4.
If you have 9. You have 9 out of 11 possible. Holy and
shit.
Like,
the fuck.
There's 11 questions. We've done 10. This is number 11. You have 9 points.
I have -4.
The Muppets.
So, which would be the earliest two options, though?
1976, 1977.
Six, sure.
Probably seven.
At this point, I don't fucking care.
All right, so two people got points.
All right.
It wasn't right.
All right.
So Phil got 10 out of 11.
Jesus.
Why did we even do 11?
I know, look at how we got 10 out of 11.
And Ryan and Taylor tied with both having 6.
Oh, fuck. I did way better. I beat Sprinkhead, man.
This quiz goes up to 11.
If this was like a math quiz, I would have been like 4.
Just the way you process things. Is 2007 an option? No. What's the next number? What's the closest number? Like you put everything into the calculator. Your answers, you got 12, and the answers are 300, 400, 86, and 25. You're like, well, 25 is closest to 12, so let's go with that.
Shit.
And I literally just go by what commercials I can remember by what grade I was in. Just like, oh man, right. Was I getting sick of Muppet commercials when I was 12 or 13?
All right, well, we're 40 minutes in, and we're getting to our first talk point.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's going to be a long one.
I know, we have the impressions first. Come on.
Keep in mind, this recording also has, like, the massive of us goofing around before we got going.
Make my spoiler monster grow.
I also
grow.
Have to be up at
All right. So let's get some two-sentence synopsises. Let's start with our, destroyer of the first round, Phil.
Destroyer
of games.
Hang on. Is this a two-sentence synopsis or a two-sentence impression? Because my impression versus my synopsis is completely different.
All right, let's go two-sentence impression.
I mean, given they're not, my impressions are just a basic newspaper review, so...
So poorly written?
Newspaper.
So which is it?
It's impression.
My two-sentence impression? This film is a nostalgic thrill ride that is mainly aimed at kids that don't know what the original was.
Taylor.
Phil's not wrong. Two-sentence impression. I don't know. I went in with absolutely zero confidence in this, and I came out feeling fine. I'll just say fine.
Fine.
Three sentences. I expected worse.
Okay. Ryan.
Better. It's better than it has any right to be, but that doesn't mean it's good.
Darcy.
Yeah. Like, it's... not the worst movie I've ever seen, but it's definitely not. It's a fun movie, not a good movie.
Wow. Oh, that's a good way to put it.
I love that all of us just shot right down the middle.
Well, like, because there's good things about it. There's things I really enjoyed about it, but like, it's not going to be like, I'm not going to go into work tomorrow going to my boss like, holy shit, did you see the fucking Power Rangers movie like 4 years ago?
Hold on. See, the fucking Power Rangers movie is a different movie.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
You gotta go to a different website for that one.
Better director, I think.
Michael Bay.
That this one was Bay. By M. Night Shyamalan.
There was okay. There was a lot less golden goo.
Could you imagine
around,
if M. Night Shyamalan not directed a porno?
There was a lot of
not
twists.
Not less
though.
Regular goo.
Goldar was actually just the result of a bukkake.
This is a different movie
a
now.
A golden shower.
Yeah, we've gone very. We've gone hurtling off topic here.
Now there's a pink ranger and a brown ranger. I regret so much.
With Alpha 69.
Come on, so when the white ranger and the brown ranger get it on.
Okay, we gotta reel it back in, boys. Come on, let's reel it back in, boys.
So let's start with the Breakfast Club. I mean, the Power Rangers going to Breakfast Club. I mean, Saturday Detention.
Oh, it's totally.
Who the fuck has Saturday Detention? Is that like an actual thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, so,
what's that?
It took me pretty much the majority of the film to realize that they were in detention and not some kind of like kid jail like they have. What is it called?
What's detention if not kid jail?
Juvie or whatever. I thought they were like in legitimate trouble, which is why I thought that like it was strange that the that Billy was there, because he seemed like such a timid normal kid.
Well, and
until
Jason
you realize
literally,
that
like, rammed
his
cop car
lunchbox
and, like, blasted down the street and crashed into, like, other vehicles, and that kid gets detention.
Like, to be fair,
exactly.
Billy did the thing that you do when you go to jail. You find the biggest guy in the yard, and you slap him.
Well, no, Jason did that.
Jason.
Billy had his lunchbox explode.
Yeah, sorry, Billy had his, Yeah, Billy's the kind of guy in jail who it's like he got there because of like some white collar crime.
Tax fraud.
Yeah.
I accidentally filed my taxes wrong. There's all these murderers around him.
He just like he did that and walked in himself and just sat down. Everyone's like, what? I mean, all right. He did his paperwork and everything. He's in the system.
Actually, you know, I really love that they did the whole the change from the show is Billy being on the spectrum. I kind of like that they did that.
I respect them for doing that.
Well, because in the original one, what Billy was just kind of a friggin' nerd.
Yeah, Billy was just a nerd.
He was also a white guy.
Played by David Yance.
And apparently the actor was gay, and mm-hmm. there was a lot of issues with some people on set about that.
The Black Ranger fucking cool. And the Red Ranger were homophobic.
That's kind of that early 90s, well, mid-90s bullshit, right? But that's garbage, because that's one of the reasons why he left the show. But yep. I also like that they made the Black Ranger not the black guy this time. That was kind of nice.
Or the Yellow like Ranger, the Asian lady.
Yeah, I did actually like that they made a joke about that when they're all in the water.
Yeah,
and they're like, they're glowing, and he's like, I'm black. He's like, and Billy's like, you're not black!
You're not black!
they did some decent... any of the changes
where he's like, all different colored rangers and all children and all different colored children.
I mean, they're not wrong, but the original series did the same damn thing.
But they had the black guy as the Black Ranger and then the Chinese lady as the Yellow Ranger.
And the Hispanic dude as the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
That was the original.
And the Irish guy was the Green Ranger. Like, what the fuck, guys?
Right?
Was he Hispanic?
90s.
Yeah, he was Hispanic.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
But my childish mind just assumed they were all probably from my hometown or something.
Brooklyn.
Actually, you being a Brit, have you seen the Mighty Mosh and Emo Rangers?
I'm sorry?
No.
I'm going to say no.
That sounds like a really, really weird band from the 2000s.
There was a parody show from England. That was like a 15-minute episodes on like some kids channel over there called the Mighty Moshin Emo Rangers.
That sounds amazing.
Were they all just different shades of black and gray?
Were they just people high on mushrooms getting in front of
like,
a tree?
Actually, it might not have been on kids. It was like the Adult Swim version of like.
Yeah,
UK.
It was on MTV UK. Who fucking
there
knows?
It is.
That was like the shit with like our shit version. Well, it wasn't shit version of Jackass. It was actually really good. But still. It's just essentially English ripoffs of every single thing we could possibly grab our little grubby hands on, kind of like history.
Colonialism.
What television?
These are our Power Rangers now, and they're sadder and grumpier.
that's what we did. Or not we, but whoever did the first Power Rangers, they just took the
Super Sentai.
The stuff from the Super Sentai
from Japan.
And edit from white Japan. People in.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, like
North America,
they just
took something cool and put white people in there instead.
They had the like They kept the fight scenes original. They just redubbed over them and then had their own actors when they're out of their suits.
Well, you know what's funny if you watch the original? Ever notice that like the Pink Ranger wears a skirt, but the Yellow Ranger doesn't, even though the Yellow Ranger is also a girl? It's because in Super Sentai, the Yellow Ranger was just a short dude. So whenever you're watching the original series and the Yellow Ranger transforms from Trini being like a black girl to the Yellow Ranger, no, that's just a kind of short Japanese dude.
Well, Trini wasn't originally a black girl because it was Trini Kwan and she died in a car accident.
Right, fuck. Yeah, that was like after the second season or something. I don't know like how much original Power Rangers I really want to drag into this because I did really like that series as a kid.
Me too. Like
I hear the new ones.
I distinctly remember like
it's
like the
it'll go forever.
Third season.
Oh, yeah. there's a new
series starting this year.
What is this? Power Rangers again?
There's a new run of it going, I think, and I hear it's pretty good from I know people with kids.
Oh, when
in their like 10, 8, 9, 10.
When I was in Japan like 2 years ago, I turned the TV on Saturday morning and we only had like whatever the hell the cable was at the Airbnb. And I found the kids' channel, and I fucking found Super Sentai. And, yeah, I absolutely watched it, even though I didn't understand a goddamn word of it, but it was great.
You don't need to understand. It's fucking Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can see what's happening. That's the glory of it.
Oh, what's weird is watching it when it's, like, the average, you know, like, high school kid or whatever, but Japan, and then they transform into the Rangers, and it's actually the same background instead of transforming into some weird background that doesn't fit whatsoever into Southern California or whatever. It's fucking, it's out of like it's whack, but it's really cool. I had to watch it. It was there. It was great. I loved it.
Actually, I kind of like that. That's what they did, and that it kind of evolved from there. Because only the first two seasons, I think, were cuts with Super Sentai. Yeah. I wanted to say Senpai, but that's wrong.
Super Senpai.
No, I'm waiting to say Hentai instead, anyway.
Super Hentai is on a different porn site.
Yes.
Anyways.
Okay, let's talk about Zordon, a.k.a. Bryan Cranston.
I like him.
Okay.
I like the way they did it in this reboot, where he's a face stuck in a wall instead of just like a weird holographic tube.
You know the thing with Bryan Cranston, right?
No.
So Bryan Cranston got his start in entertainment by doing voiceover work for the original Power Rangers.
No way.
Did he?
That's awesome.
Yes. Which is why Billy's character's name is Billy Cranston.
Ah.
Holy shit.
Is they actually named Billy the Blue Ranger after Bryan Cranston.
That's so good.
Wait, was he the original Zordon?
He wasn't the original Zordon. He was the voice of, like, a bunch of the villains and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Just, like, the generic noises that they make, like the putty men and shit.
Yeah, so he was, like, a bunch of those voices and stuff like that, and he actually got his start in entertainment in Power Rangers.
Because I was going to say, how do you hire someone like Bryan Cranston, you know, pretty high-quality actor, for a movie that's maybe not aiming for the highest tier? But I guess it makes sense why he would sign that contract, and that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Right?
Like, props to you,
and then
man.
Bill Hader as Alpha 5.
I love Bill Hader as Alpha 5.
That worked
six.
Just fine. I was happy about that.
Six. Five? Six.
Five.
I think
five.
It was five, because we hadn't progressed that far yet in the storyline.
No, because the joke was 69.
Yeah.
So it was Alpha 5.
It's Alpha 5. And, you know, I kind of really love the two of them as well. And me and Darcy, because we finished watching the movie a little earlier than we anticipated, we watched all the bloopers and the extra scenes that were on the DVD I own, because I own it.
fucking Mr. Moneybags over here.
They let Bill Hader and Bryan Cranston riff off each other.
Yes.
It's so amazing.
And, like, literally, there's footage of Bryan Cranston sitting in, like, a collared shirt with his face painted, like...
Behind a green screen.
Behind, in front of a green screen.
So they put him in full prosthetics just to have him in the wall.
That's amazing. I love it.
Like, A, probably unneeded, but B, attention to detail. Because, like, the one scene where it's like, you guys morphed, right? He's like, once, only in the shower. And then, like, cuts to Bryan Cranston in a collared shirt and makeup behind a green screen. He's like, well, go to the shower.
Go morph in the shower, then.
Then, if that's how you do it.
Although, just because I can't figure out another point to bring this up, but the guy that played Zach, like, mm-hmm. out of nowhere, this movie was not exactly requiring, like, any real acting. But when they were all around the campfire and he was, like, telling all about, like, his mom. And it was like, dude, like, that was, like...
He went from, like...
That was a fucking good performance, like...
Yeah, he went from 0 to 100 real fucking fast.
Oh, man.
That scene.
That was impressive.
Because, like, you got this, like, humanization of the character now. Because, like, he's, like, crazy and outgoing, but that's all just a mask to cover, like...
All the darkness that he feels.
Yeah. And then, you know, we're all sitting around the campfire talking. It's like, yeah, no, let's just get this out in the open. My mom's dying and I don't know if I'm going to be around anymore when she's gone. And I just have you guys I've known for the last 5 days.
I feel like the way the movie's written, that, like, Kimberly's character is supposed to be, like, the big one that you're supposed to, like, feel bad for and this, that, whatever, but nah, man, fucking, like, Zach.
Nah, she was like
Zach as a character was
bitch,
really
apparently.
Well done. Again, the actor, yeah. God, can I even read his name? Ludi Lin? Freaking, like, props to that dude. That was awesome.
Yeah, no, he was great.
He was great. I actually even like the Yellow Ranger, Trini, when she kind of breaks down. She's like, I have such a normal family. And they kind of hint at the fact that she's going through something and just doesn't know how to express it or talk to her parents about it. And her mom's obviously a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
Because, like she had that pee cup ready to fucking go.
Yeah, like her dad said, her mom asked 4 questions before she can even answer one. And then she just, you know, told the truth. I'm hung out with some guys, went down to a mine, found a spaceship, and now I'm a superhero. I was like, pee in the cup!
I mean, the worst part is, like, I've known a household like that. It's part of my family, not me. And, yeah, that's a, like, problem child, where the parents are so fucking done that that's kind of the only answer at that point. It's just like, oh, you're on drugs all the time.
Well, and the only reason she's a problem child is because they don't fucking listen to her.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it's her fault, but you're absolutely right.
I think it's more on the mom than the dad, because the dad actually, like, tried to talk to her, but the mom just, like, went off.
Okay, no, we have to talk about that as well, because it's like, not only did the mom just go off, but it seems to be okay with the fact that her daughter's room is fucking trashed to the point where the brick chimney was smashed in.
Yeah.
And the parents seem to not notice.
And she's still like, oh, it must be that weed.
Reefer Madness!
She's hopping up on those goofballs.
But then, like, her and her brothers were, like, fixing it up.
Right? Well, no, she was fixing it up. Her brothers were literally drawing on the walls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were playing with Power Rangers.
Hey, they drew some pretty good caricatures, though.
Yeah, they did a really good job at painting those.
And they did make a line of dialogue of, why do you think the Yellow Ranger's a guy?
Yeah.
And I go back to the original Super Sentai as to the Yellow Ranger being a guy, because maybe that's kind of a joke on that, now that I think about it.
Yeah, that might be a bit
Easter
of an Easter egg.
I'm going to say that's
that's the thing. I was looking up Easter eggs for this movie, and the list was crazy.
I bet.
The main one was the amount of original, like, American Power Rangers that were in this film.
Two.
Yeah.
I'm just hiding around in the background. I'm glad they were able to slap in the original theme song when they all got their Zords and they were running out.
Yes,
you got the fucking Go-Go Power Rangers. I was so stoked.
Like, as cheesy as it was, I loved it.
Yeah, that one was to fucking feed to us. That we were the target audience for those 30 seconds of greatness.
That song is still fucking awesome, and that song still freaking shreds. I love
it. Yeah. That's like thrash power metal.
Oh, that was my intro to power metal.
The amount of like metal covers on YouTube of the original Power Rangers theme, because it's all like crazy hard riffs and taps, and like it's awesome. I love it.
Me and Tash were talking about the music in particular. It was very frustrating to me because I don't know about you guys, but did anyone else find that the soundtrack didn't fit? The score did, but the soundtrack that they chose was like, what is this?
There was a lot of like top pop bullshit that bugged me.
May I kind of, because I have a point that I don't really know how to explain, but I think is semi-related.
Just go for it.
Shoot.
Just speak.
It's that I feel like the film did everything really, really, really well. All of the design, the music, everything worked, but it was still just bad. And I don't really understand how they did it, because watching it, I was sat there going, This music's fucking awful. It doesn't fit the scene. It doesn't anything at all. It doesn't hit me anyway. But with the scene itself, I could see how it would work for somebody that, I guess, liked the newer music. God, I just sound old.
Yeah, I hated the license.
Okay, no, here's the thing. I actually like, so like the song that they played during the training montage in particular, the I Can Make Your Hands Clap, I like that song.
I do.
I actually, I love that song.
I fucking hate it so much.
I hate that song in this movie. Or the song when he's being chased by the cops. I actually like that song. I have that song on a playlist. But before this movie.
Where they were like about where Kimberly was being crushed by the gold dude.
Oh, it was a kind of Goldar song.
And
right?
it sounded Power. Like they were trying to go for like somber, sad electronic music, and it didn't make sense to me at all.
A cover of a Beatles song or something, or a cover of a John Lennon song. I don't remember what song it was, but yeah, that was just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, any of the licensed songs were just, it takes you right out of the fucking experience. I hate that.
It was garbage. Like, even during the fight, like there's a song that comes on when Rita is summoning monsters from the ground, and it's something that's like, this should be epic battle music, and instead it was like,
yeah, that was the Kanye West song.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't actually mind the song on its own. Like, close my eyes, fine, but where it's placed in this movie makes no goddamn fucking sense.
Oh, the licensed music was bad. Like, just fucking bad.
Like, I enjoyed the soundtrack, like the synthwave, like futuristic bullshit. I liked that.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that. Those moments when they're like suited up, they're doing the slow mo walk.
That was cool. Like, that worked.
They're the fucking Power Rangers. They're, you know, suits of armor from.
Give me fucking synth.
Give me fucking synth. They're driving around in fucking robotic dinosaurs and a mammoth and a rhino. I don't know why I'm channeling Cave Johnson.
Lemon,
like. Lemons! I'm gonna burn your house down with lemons! But like, yeah, the licensed songs just did not work.
At all.
At all.
No.
See, when Power started to play, I'm like, this is incredibly stupid. I could get behind how stupid that was.
But it wasn't like giant bomb stupid. It was just regular stupid.
Yeah. It wasn't great stupid. It was okay stupid.
Yeah.
It was mediocre stupid.
I wasn't a big fan.
All right. It's time for us to play game number two.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Show me the money.
Show me the money!
Now you've had enough.
All right, it's time for us to play The Price is Right.
Yeah.
So the way this works is me and Darcy have a bunch of numeric categories up on the big screen here. And we're going to get you guys to try and guess them Price is Right rules. That means closest vote going over gets a point. If you get a bang on, it's worth double points. And if you guys are all over, we'll start the round over again. Phil currently has the pretty, pretty princess crown because he smoked the last round out of the water. So he's going to be starting us off. Phil, what do you think the budget for this movie is in millions, not thousands?
I think this was like an averagely a lot number.
An averagely a lot.
This is a big name. So they probably pumped a lot. I'll go.
I'll go
power 100.
Okay, starting us off strong. Strong there in the average middle large number. Ryan.
I will go with 199.
199, alright, so less than 200.
Less than 200.
Alright, and Taylor.
Phil kind of stole my guess because it's a nice even number, so I'll go with like 95, I guess. There's a lot of CG in this, and that shit ain't cheap.
See, that's what I was thinking.
So somebody got it bang on.
Somebody got double points. Phil,
you cheated
100,000 or with 100 million.
I don't believe.
He wasn't
going
to the bathroom.
You.
It was 100 million estimated.
Does that make Googling. Phil the bang on queen now?
Oh no. Wait, yeah. Wait, I can't Google it. I'll get the other answers. I know what the other questions are going to be. Okay.
All right.
Fuck.
Next
okay.
Up, Ryan is starting us off. What is the domestic box office? This is in millions, not thousands.
Is me again? Sorry.
No, Ryan.
199.
199. He's going less than 200. Yep. Smart. Taylor.
This wasn't very popular, I don't think. 30 million.
30 million. All right. Taylor says 30. Ryan says 199. Phil.
I'm on the lesser end of its spectrum, but I think it did better. I'm going to go 50. 150.
150. Somebody got a point.
You're
don't
right,
be, don't be me. You're going to think I'm cheating at this point.
It's not bang on, but somebody got a point.
Somebody did get a point.
Don't tell me.
And it was Taylor.
Thank
oh,
God.
No.
With 35.
What was
the
it?
Actual
oh.
domestic oh. was 85
oh.
million.
What was it?
85 million.
Oh,
so
shit.
It didn't even make its money back in domestic.
Oh.
Next up, foreign.
So everywhere outside of Canada and the USA.
Keep in mind, this is a movie with giant robots in it. Taylor.
A movie which, like 50 million?
50?
Sure.
Okay, Phil?
You've thrown me through a fucking loop here. 100... Is it 20?
120?
120 million?
Oh, wait.
Ryan?
Oh, yeah, sure. No.
Ryan says 199, less than 200. I like it.
I have a feeling that one of the answers is 199, and he just keeps going through. It's the only one he looked up.
It's going to happen sooner or later.
All right, somebody got a point.
All right.
Really close.
Actual foreign box office, 56 million.
Oh.
So Taylor got it. So right now, Phil and Taylor are tied to a piece.
Right, so that brings us to a total of 142 million. So it did make its budget back overall,
but only by 42 million.
I'm legitimately disappointed that this made less than some Marvel movies that
so
I'm
like,
not going to name. Because, like, this isn't great or anything, but it is certainly better than some films, blockbuster films, that have come out in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
All right. Next category, opening weekend. This movie was released in 3,693 theaters.
Is that a lot?
I don't know. Is it a lot?
I don't know. Well, I feel like there's that many theaters just in Alberta for all I fucking know.
So no, it's not.
Phil
guy, the really old guy.
The ranger guy.
Phil,
I'm used to it, but I'm not used to people saying Phil Guy the, and then fucking up. Phil Guy the guy. I mean Phil.
Guy. Phil Guy, he's over there.
All right.
Sorry,
Phil.
Opening weekend.
Opening weekend. So its total run was 85 mil. How much of that was opening weekend domestic?
Fucking 30.
30. Okay. Ryan.
19 mil.
19. 900,000. Taylor.
I want to win. 31.
Oh. 31.
Well, somebody got a point.
You son of a bitch.
Taylor, you dirty, dirty bastard. Actual opening weekend is 40 million.
God damn, you actually did.
The opening weekend is always half
that.
Of the total for some fucking reason.
He actually did that.
Hate this game.
All right,
you can blame Bob
next
Barker
category,
for that one.
Ryan, you're starting us.
Okay. Fuck you, Bob.
It's time for the Tottenhamator ratings. Okay. What do you think the critic rating for this movie is in percentage?
19.
Not millions.
19?
Yep.
Okay. Ryan says 19%. Taylor.
Forty-five.
Hey, Phil, it's your turn. Just remember what happened last round.
Phil Nye, the Ranger.
46. I guess. I was going to say 50, but now I feel like I'm going to be over if I say 50.
Or you know, it's up to you. I'm not gonna dissuade you.
Answer 50? In 5.
Here we go.
50 is not a bad answer.
I'm putting in 3, my final answer.
2.
What is your final answer?
46 or whatever the fuck I just said.
46. Alright. Well, Phil, you got the point, but I wish you'd said 50 because you would have gotten it bang on.
God,
oh my god.
Critic rating is 50%.
I have like definitely seen worse movies where the critic rating was 50%.
I hate the critic ratings.
Yeah. It's because it's just a plus or minus, right? It's a yes or a no. It's a one or a
no,
zero.
No, that's the audience rating. Audience rating is a yes or a no.
Oh, I thought
the critic rating is they do actually get a rating out of 5.
Oh, okay. I thought that.
And they're all fucking prissy assholes.
And anyway, if critics just had to say yes or no, everyone and their dog would be critics.
Yes. No, they also, would always every no. movie would be a zero.
Yeah.
Raging right, Bulls. So. Zero.
All right, next up, audience rating. Taylor, you're starting us off. What do you think the audience rating is on Tottenham?
Good old 63. That's always the average.
A 63. Okay, Phil?
70.
70. Okay, Ryan?
19.
19. All right, somebody got a point.
It's Taylor again.
Oh, shit.
With 65.
Oh, fuck. I was just going for the average on average movies.
Well, the audience seemed to have liked it more than the critics, which is generally what happens.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting, because of the shit with the fucking Zords with the Go-Go Power Rangers song. It was shit like that that was going to pump it up.
That was the good shit.
All the old people coming out of the cinema going,
concentrated.
Oh,
that was a concentrated syringe of nostalgia straight into the artery.
That was tasty.
Final category. Phil is down by 1 point. Ryan is here. Taylor has 4 points and is in the lead.
Just like Phil every relationship I've been in.
Ryan is here. I'd like to meet my boyfriend. Ryan is here.
All right, so Phil, IMDb rating percentage.
I thought IMDb was out of 10.
It is,
technically,
it
is. It's a blank point blank, but it's out of 10,
if
so that's a percentage.
If you times it by 10, it becomes out of 100.
Math.
Phil, what's the rating on IMDb?
67 and a third.
Alright, 67 and a third from Phil.
No, it's a third. We have to round up.
Oh, sorry. No, a third you round down.
Oh, a third.
Hey,
don't tell him how to do English freaking measuring systems. He's from England.
Ryan, what do you think it is? Should I pencil you in for
fractions?
19?
Yes.
Ryan says 19.
Sure, why not?
Taylor.
1.9 Taylor. Out of 10.
I'm going with that average of 63 again.
63. Somebody got a point. Somebody is on the board.
Fucking Ryan with 19.
Oh my god.
Actual IMDb rating is 5.9.
Oof.
So 59.
See? Persistence.
Fucking oof.
We'll get you... barely there.
And next time, the Team Rocket blasting off at the speed of light.
Alright, so Taylor is now our pretty princess.
Yay!
Digital crown.
Puts him at a disadvantage for the final round.
I forgot that he slapped her into the sky.
Yeah, damn right he did.
Not even the sky, into space.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my social distanced
That was a
crown.
Bad ending.
I want to talk about Elizabeth Banks.
She is fantastic.
Can I just talk about like one other weird thing before we dive into that much? Because I'm not going to have a chance to.
Is it about Nan Cat?
Fine.
No. It actually is about the movie.
Okay.
So it was a shot during the movie. So at the beginning, yes. After what was it, Jason?
Yeah. In the beginning.
In the beginning, after
several
Jason
million years ago.
Delivers the cow and then gets into his truck. There's actually a pretty cool, like, 360 shot that happens within his truck.
Yeah,
as
you know what? I
that was cool.
I did like that scene.
I actually really like that. I'm sure that, as the camera was swiveling, there was probably cuts, but it kind of worked out as, like, one, like, probably 2 minute long kind of take of, like, him trying to escape the cops and stuff, and that was actually pretty neat.
The camera just kind of kept spinning around to rear view and then him and then back to the rear view. That was a really good shot.
I thought that was pretty cool.
It was a pretty good shot, and they did something similar as well when they were driving away in the van.
Yeah.
But, like, props to them for actually trying something, you know, a little bit difficult. Like I said, I'm sure there was some editing and, like, stitching involved when the camera was in the kind of blurry motion of the 360-degree turn.
Yeah.
But it was it was cool. I like that.
That was a really cool scene.
Yeah. And, you know, it's, like, one thing I do have to say is, like, watching this, the director or the cinematographer, whoever was in charge of, like, probably the DOP, obviously really likes Michael Bay movies, because I feel a lot of the scenes felt like someone who was inspired by Michael Bay.
There was a lot of scenes that had, like,
especially the action.
Like, it was pretty, like, shady. The action was fine, but for me, some of the scenes had, like, unneeded tilts to them.
Yes.
They were just standing around talking. There was no need to have, like, an aggressive tilt from, like...
It's like, if I was standing here talking, I wouldn't be cocking my head to one side.
Yeah, like... Oh, like, there wasn't anything serious happening either. It was just, like, they were just kind of standing around talking. We didn't need a Dutch angle for no tension.
Which is, it is true. That is very Michael Bay. But I just wanted to bring up that one little bit, because I like what they did there. Like, I think that was pretty cool.
Like, that was a fantastic scene.
They actually tried.
I just wish the music worked better.
Yeah. Anyways.
I love Elizabeth Banks as Rita.
She was amazing.
I didn't realize it was Elizabeth Banks for about most of the film, actually.
I'm the opposite. I only saw Elizabeth Banks, but
same way with Zac Efron.
Yeah, there you go. But I'm also fine with that, because Elizabeth Banks is great. I freaking love Elizabeth Banks, because how can you not? And, I mean, also, it's not like Rita Repulsa was ever exactly... an amazing character to begin with. She was always kind of a tacky, at least in this movie, when she talked, her lips moved at the same time as when she talked, so that was pretty cool. That was already upgrade.
I just love the fact that she's like, yeah, fuck it, I'm gonna go straight to the Yellow Ranger and just fuck her, throw her around her room.
Yeah, yeah. Like, why, like, not? Like, that's how you,
the amounts
you bad
of
guy.
Fucks she gives is amazing.
Well, like, even, like, the scene where she walks into the Krispy Kreme and she, like, takes two donuts and is sitting there eating them.
While Beyonce is happening
Destiny's
in the back. Destiny's Child.
I'm a survivor! And she's just eating donuts.
While Goldar is just, like, fucking shit up outside.
So how about that Krispy Kreme? Oh my god. How much did they pay? That shit was painful, but anyway.
For the Krispy Kreme crystal.
Do not call it that.
With a K.
Don't.
Yeah, crystal with a K.
No.
I don't think, like, Triple Rita K. Repulsa was ever really a serious K-K-K. Villain to begin with, so I think Elizabeth Banks had more than enough to play on, and I have no complaints. I mean, Rita Repulsa has always been a cheesy villain anyway, so as cheesy as you play it
but
up,
like,
just go
she
nuts, right?
She had the right amount of overacting for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have to. Like, you can't take it totally seriously when you're doing that role.
Because, like, one of my favorite scenes with her was when she went to the Yellow Ranger and just, like, you know, floating above her like a fucking paralysis demon. And just, like, starts talking to her.
Could she be my paralysis demon?
And just
I'd be down
throws
for that,
her up into the ceiling. Just, like, delightful. And just starts throwing her across the room. Just like, oh, we're playing rough now? Yay!
Or, like, when she gets thrown
with,
into
to
the...
To stick with the innuendos, why was she always wet?
The aesthetic.
She came out of the
was that excited about what she was doing.
Oh god.
I love gold.
World destruction gets her horny.
It's gold member's ex-wife.
Done. Headcanon. That's that.
She liked gold a little too much. She kept taking my teeth out.
But no, to build on what you were saying, I think it's like I said about it being so good but also kind of bad.
It's so bad, it's good.
Changed Rita Repulsa into like the Batman-esque kind of gritty-ifying, if you know what I mean? Like trying to make it a bit more dark and gross, but they still kept it a kid's film and they still kept it tongue-in-cheek. And they did the character very, very well.
I'd say they gritified everything, because think about the putties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was golems.
It is actually a PG-13 movie. And I think that's one of the weird issues with it.
Can't you just have like one F-bomb in a PG-13 movie?
Yeah.
that should be the one F. They just went like yippee-ki-yay and mother. I'm not going to say that word. And it's like, come on, guys. But they, I don't know.
They're allowed one F-bomb. Just go for it.
One of the issues with this movie is it is PG-13, and like they say shit and hell and, you know, whatever that you couldn't get Power Rangers from the 90s to say. But I feel like they tried to aim down the middle, but this movie then doesn't appeal to kids or adults or teenagers. It was just a weird choice, I guess. Is anyone? You know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, and I like even feel that with like the way the suits are designed. You know, the suits are sort of reminiscent of like the original suits, but they're a little bit more techy, and I feel like
more armored,
and it's like I feel like it just doesn't quite work. But it doesn't not work.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
See, it's what I'm saying. we're on both sides of the fence at the same time, and it doesn't make fucking sense.
Yeah,
like it's even been around swords. For God, 25 years, and there's been so many changes in it that it's hard to argue for like, one side or the other, right?
Yeah, and like the Zords, for example. Like one thing I love is the fact that the T-Rex doesn't have arms; it has guns. I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
sick.
Like sick.
I mean, they're war machines, basically.
Right, and that the fact of the matter that instead of a woolly mammoth, it was a woolly rhino.
Yeah, some
with
kind
a
of
machine gun horn. And yeah. I'm like, okay, all right, I'm down for that. But why does it have eight legs?
I think.
What the fuck? Did I blink?
It definitely had more than four legs.
It had eight legs. It had six in the front and two in the back. And
so
then
that to me,
the Triceratops had six legs because it had four in the front and two in the back.
That, to me, tells me that it's an artillery weapon.
I feel like we're going a bit deeper than we should at this point.
Yes. Because, like, you need those supports for an artillery. And looking at the design, because it's got that big trunk, it could probably be used. Maybe it has a mode that can set up for an artillery strike.
Right. And the Triceratops is more of, like, a ramming one.
Yeah, that's why it would have all that support in the back as a pushing power.
Mm-hmm. You gotta give it the push.
You gotta give it the push. Sorry, I like shit like that. I like concepts.
Hey, don't be ashamed of what you like.
Yeah, you fucking titties. Do you, boo.
Yeah, be proud of what you like.
You
don't
do,
say sorry.
You do titties and
you're
ideas.
You're informing us.
I like guns.
Machine gun jubblies.
My two favorite things.
And,
combined into
and
one.
We're back on Austin Powers.
Everything is Austin Powers.
All right, since we're drifting
although,
a little bit here.
Although I did want to ask just for a silly question, because you said about the one F-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you put it?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker!
Absolutely.
That's what I was...
Yo, you've got so many other better fucking areas
like
for that.
That should be like a section for like PG-13 movies. That should be a section in the PG-13 movies.
All right, Phil, where would you put it then?
It would need to be somewhere where you really would not expect it. Like when she terribly CGI falls off of the or jumps into the water at the beginning. If it just hard cut back to his face and he was just like, fuck, and then
fuck.
Just fucking ran.
No. It's got to be when Rita gets hit into space and she's slowly floating.
Yeah,
she's
just.
No, I wouldn't like have it dragged out. I would have her like as she's like just about freezing, just, oh, fuck.
Or like when fucking
oh no
when Zac Efron walks in on Zordon yelling about how he's gonna get his life back and then he looks at him and then I want Zordon to just be like fuck you heard all that didn't you
you know what
when fucking teenagers
the Trini Yellow Ranger girl first like jumps the big ass canyon I just want like Zac to be like oh fuck and then jump after her there done perfect
I would like to change my fuck.
No, he's got to, it'd be Zach being like, no fucking way, and then running after her.
Yeah. Well, but he was, I think he would be like an, oh, fuck kind of guy. He's kind of nuts.
I have two options for my fuck.
Go on.
Us about your fucking options.
When the Megazord trips and falls when they first try to walk.
Just a really style of like under the breath fuck too. the robot knows that it's
fucked
up.
Just like either as they're falling, just like, oh fuck, or like after it falls, just a second, just fuck. That's okay. Or when Billy falls into the canyon the first time, he's just standing there. Yeah. Oh fuck.
What? One of those little like out of nowhere moments. That's the good shit.
Exactly.
The old yippee-ki-yay would be pretty great too, but.
Like I was saying earlier, me and Darcy watched the bloopers, and one of the bloopers is right after Billy wakes up from death and he spits all the water up. He goes, shit, fuck, aw, oh, damn it.
Done, keep
oh,
it.
Shit, fuck.
Perfect. Cut, done.
That was one of the bloopers. Shit, fuck, aw. Oh. Alright, I think it's time for us to play game number 3.
Alright, so it's time for us to play the Awesome Lodge Word Game.
Excellent!
Alright.
Time for us to play the Awesome Lodge Word Game. So now, Ryan, you have yet to win a game.
Yay!
As such, you get the ability to pick your category and Taylor's category. And Phil's category. And Phil, because you lost your crown in the last one, you get to pick Taylor's category. So Ryan, actually Phil, I'm going to start with you. Phil, you're going to pick Taylor's category first. The categories we have are Teens Save the Day movies, Giant Robot movies, Alien Granted Powers movies, and 2017 box office topping movies. So Phil, what category do you want to give to Taylor?
The first one, the Teens Save the Day.
Teen Save the Day. So Taylor's going to have to start with that. Ryan.
What the fuck?
What category do you want and what category do you want to give to Phil?
Okay, what were the categories again? The giant monsters?
Giant robots.
Giant robots.
Alien Granted Powers.
Okay.
And 2017.
I'll give Phil Alien Granted Powers.
District all right, 9. Phil's got alien... That's not your category, dude.
Shit.
You've got Teen Save the Day.
Codename Kibbs Next Door. God damn it.
All right, and Ryan, which category do you want?
Giant robots? Which could also be District 9.
There you go.
Yep, District 9 could be in either of those categories.
Could be in both. Who knows?
Right? All right.
The shadow.
So he's looking up a movie while I'm pulling out my timer so that he can at least have a chance.
Ah, fuck balls.
Oh,
I'm just glad you gave me that one.
Okay. All right. Whoever gets stuck with that, sounds great. Probably me.
Taylor, speaking of, it's time for your go.
Great.
Here we go. Starting in 3.
Wait, who's going?
Taylor, yeah. With Save Kids Teen Save the Day.
You have like the light is just glaring in the perfect spot so I can't read
it's
anything.
It's okay, we're fucked anyway. So rock and roll.
I'm doing the game, so you're all fucked.
Alright, so here we go. Starting in 3, 2, 1, go.
It's a movie about kids and rocket ships.
That sounds about right.
So lightning happens, but what does the sound?
Thunder?
Yes. And what are the things with feathers? They flap around in the sky.
Oh, Thunderbirds.
Yes! Next one we have Sneaky Children.
Is it on the list?
It is.
Then knock that one off.
But that's not it. Sneaky Children. They are the children of...
The corn?
No.
Like secret agent children?
Yes.
Oh, Spy Kids.
Yeah.
The kids saved the day. Fucking children.
It is a school for special power people.
Fly High or High School High or Superhero High.
You're so close. You're so close.
I like recently threw out that movie.
What is in the air? In the clouds.
Lots of things.
Where do the clouds live?
Sky high.
Yes! There's a guy who's like crazy deformed, but he eats a lot of chocolate because the fat kid gave him to him. He does the truffle shuffle.
The Goonies.
Yeah. There's a woman that was normal size, but then she's giant. Then there's a weird bug alien. There's a blue slime. Is that not the one? Oh shit, never mind.
One of the Harry Potter movies. Okay, come on.
No. You know what? We're skipping that one. I'm struggling because I see the timer. Right,
yeah, I know it.
It's a contest of people have to kill each other for food.
Battle Royale.
No.
No!
Oh my god!
Or the fucking...
The other one.
Oh, Hunger Games.
Darcy was describing Monsters versus Aliens.
Yeah.
instead of Monster Squad.
Wait, is my timer already up? What the fuck?
Yeah, time up.
Oh my god. Jesus I can't Christ, believe Darcy. you picked fuck? The better version of the kids killing each other, and I'm so proud of you for doing so.
Yeah, you're very welcome. I picked the original proper-ass version.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't get to kick ass. Also, we didn't get to I Am Number 4 or Ender's Game.
I should have just yelled Monster Squad at the beginning, honestly.
Why didn't you?
Because I already yelled another one and I cheated, so...
Alright, Phil.
Yes?
Alien-granted powers movies. Are you ready?
Not really.
Great, here we go. Starting in 3, 2... Sorry, hold on. Darcy, can you see that? Do I need to move it again?
A little bit up.
Tickle my balls like that, Tony.
Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. For reals now. Starting in 3, 2, 1, go.
She was a fighter pilot that got shot down by aliens, and now she has superpowers because of the
Captain
experimental
Marvel.
Engine. Yep. It's a wild, wild west, but things are coming from the sky.
Cowboys versus aliens.
Yeah. We're skipping those two, so we're going to go to a man has a black parasite that just likes to eat people's faces.
Venom.
Yeah.
Venom. Venom. Venom.
So we're doing the same thing over again and over again and over again and over again. It's a big war movie, but it keeps happening again.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep. So it's a dude who has a magic ring, and all he does is use it to
Green
make
Lantern.
Giant. Yeah. There's less than 5, but more than 3, and they're absolutely cool.
Fantastic Four.
The absolutely cool squad.
The cool couple. All
right,
couples.
So,
a few cool people.
I know it's
turns.
Like, okay, we're going by me trying to describe things. So it's a group of people.
The Goonies.
And,
I don't know.
Nope.
That was mine.
It's a group of people and special
Chronicle.
You know, no.
Yes, that's on there.
I mean, that is on there.
Strike it off.
So
Power Rangers.
ever been to a lock-in when we just played with guns?
Blank tag.
What?
It's a group of people.
A lock-in's a pub. What are you talking about?
No, fuck off, you British shit.
Tony, I will not stand for this racism on your podcast, okay?
You know what? We're just running the rest of your time. Fuck you.
Cockbite movies.
I'm sorry, what?
Laser Team.
Oh, Laser Team. Gotcha.
Laser Tag. Laser Tag lock-ins.
That's well, Phil got 7. Yes, it is. It was.
It's okay. You did better than me because Darcy's just... I'm going to blame Darcy. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's fair because I'm bad at these.
All right.
I mean, the other one I missed was Flash Gordon and I couldn't sing the song, so...
You could have just, like, screamed and I probably would have gotten it.
Just blank.
Anyways. Done. Perfect.
There's the porno parody,
Flash
Blank.
He also
blank.
Didn't do absolutely anything.
Yeah, I have no idea how to get that one.
Which is a movie that I love, but...
For which one was that, sorry?
Absolutely Anything. Simon Pegg, written by Terry... What's his face from Monty Python?
Terry Gilliam.
Nope, other Terry.
Terry Gilliam?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Anyway, Ryan, you have to beat 7 with giant robot movies.
Robot jocks.
Here we
Pacific
go.
Pacific Rim.
Hold on.
Flash.
Do you just want to like shout out everything and then I can start when you're ready?
All right, here we go. Starting in 3, 2, 1, go.
So it's a series and it's just gotten decreasing. It. Yep. Giant robots punching monsters in the ocean.
Pacific Rim.
Atlantic Rim.
Giant robots doing boxing.
Robot jocks.
No, I mean that is one of them, but that's not the one I was
Real
thinking
steel?
Of. Yeah, there you go. It's a really heartfelt story of giant.
Iron Giant.
You said giant.
I said giant. this one has a giant metal tarantula.
A Wild Wild West.
Yeah. So this guy was plugged into the internet for about 5 seconds, and his goal was to destroy the world. Honestly, I don't blame him.
Skip. I don't know that one off the top of my head.
So it's a kind of like 1950s art, like weird.
Daily Earth Stood Still.
Nope.
Nope.
But like it's a 1950s alternative where aliens are invading, but everyone's still in like those fighter pilots.
Mars Attacks. No.
No.
Age of Tomorrow.
Okay, we're gonna skip that one. So it's a place in South Africa where they just kind of keep everybody
nine.
In. Yeah. So there's 3 movies, but this is kind of like, oh no, sorry, this is the second movie of the 3 where people are plugged into a computer program and they live out real life and there's a huge Jesus complex.
The fuck?
They got like weird, there's like people that like, there's twins that are like super pale with white dreadlocks and they like phase in and out.
Oh, the Matrix?
Robot in that movie?
It's the
Matrix Revolutions Returns.
Yeah, there you
yep,
go.
That's what I was just thinking.
So going back, we still have the guy that was plugged into the internet for 5 seconds, and his thing was to lift a country and then drop it.
Time.
What the hell? What is that one?
That was
Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron.
Yes.
Oh.
Age of Ultron, and then Sky Captain, the World of Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I thought that other one was. But I, strangely enough, I've never even seen
There's
Sky Captain.
There's Mexican Sky Captain. Have you guys?
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Have we done that on here, Sky Captain?
No.
Oh, I would totally be in for Sky Captain.
I didn't remember there being mechs in that one.
There are, but they invade New York or whatever.
Yeah,
and also, like the giant robots in the Matrix, I wouldn't really call them giant robots.
The giant mech suits?
They're not giant though. They're like
yeah, they're not giant. They're just mech
regular
suits.
Size mech suits.
They're just regular.
Yeah, so is District 9.
I mean, to be fair,
yeah,
they're
also wrong,
the robots in Avengers aren't giant either, but that's still on the list, so fuck you, you pedantic
I mean,
assholes.
Given, yeah, like, really, what else could you do? It's like, Mechagodzilla, Mecha King Ghidorah.
So we all
Mecha,
just blame Tony for screwing everything up, right? It's
yep.
all Tony.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, the very first game, he got the first thing wrong.
Yeah, it's true.
Frickin'
I get everything wrong. Fuck you guys.
This guy. Downvote. Downvote everything. Downvote the world.
And like I say,
guys,
my
cancel Tony.
Title of the movie here says, Edge of Tomorrow. Synopsis and starring. Synopsis.
Apparently,
fellas,
Tom Cruise isn't in
fun.
This movie.
Don't worry.
We're terrible. No, love Tony. Give all the love. Tony is great.
All right.
Does his absolute best.
So, what do you guys think about the final fight or the Mamazord? I mean, Megazord.
Mamazord.
So,
Mamazord.
I sure. didn't
oh, I fought over
like
on
the design.
It.
I did not like the design of the Megazord.
No, I agree.
It was two Transformers.
Was, no, it was not as cool as the original. The cool thing about the original is you could make out each individual Zord as they combined into the Megazord. Whereas in this one, it's like you can see like the pterodactyl thing on his back, and that's about fucking it.
But like, there was no distinction between the different Zords. It just kind of.
And what the fuck does Jason do?
Yeah,
he's commander in chief.
He
yeah,
has
it went
the
from
swords.
Being from being all of these cool ass robots that were kicking ass, and then all of a sudden just turned into this like Pacific Rim looking thing, but also worse somehow.
Well, because Pacific Rim looking things are fucking cool because at least they function. This was just like yeah. I'm a humanoid robot. cool.
Like, I liked the fight. The fight felt really good. I just didn't like the design.
Yeah, I guess there was some, like, proper weight in the fight. Like, you know, if you're combating these 200-foot monsters, then there should be some weight. And, like, that was cool,
They took their, they took their bits from Pacific Rim on how to do a giant robot fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ryan, question.
Yeah. If you're fighting a giant liquid gold monster, why not just cool it down?
Yeah, right into the ocean.
Cold water.
Well, I
think it's also a very soft metal. Gold is like the softest metal other than mercury.
You can actually malleable it with your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got through it with the fact that it's just fucking magic. And that's really all I could put it down to.
It's just fucking magic.
Exactly, because it would have...
A wizard did it.
Exactly. It would have, like, solidified when it came out. Because, like, obviously it kept being hot.
Yeah, it would have gotten hard in the water. I got you.
I also want to say that she spent the whole movie fucking, like, murdering poor little shop owners and eating their gold. And then just went, oh, a gold mine. And then just went and made him from a gold mine there. She did nothing with her staff, and she did nothing with pooping out any gold.
I'm gonna argue that with you.
Go on.
I think that was like
she had to get powerful enough to draw gold out of the ground.
Exactly. I think gold was kind of like her power source, because like she was just ripping teeth out. Why didn't she just like magic that shit out? Because like her staff, you could still see there was a jaw, like a jawbone inside of it, and so she had to keep forming gold, because she had to eat a chunk of the gold, and then she took the rest of the gold to reform the staff.
Yes.
So I think it was a power thing. She couldn't move that much gold at the mine.
So this was an imperfect cell kind of moment, where she just needed to go around and get strong enough to make her final...
Yeah, she couldn't fight Goku until she had consumed a bunch of androids.
That makes sense.
I'll accept that.
That's
that.
The way
I read. That did not cross my mind.
Yeah, because she also seemed kind of crazy at first. So it's like, as the more gold she consumed, the more put together she looked.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like it wasn't until she went through the gold shop and ate a bunch of gold there, and you could see it glowing under her skin was glowing underneath, and it was kind of reforming her face.
And she stopped dripping everywhere all the time.
Yeah, and it wasn't until after that she kind of became cohesive.
Yeah. And then on top of it all, when she got like hurt, like she was like bleeding from a wound, Goldar like healed her with that too.
Yeah,
you are right. Okay, I'll bow to you, the
goldsmith.
And then she got bitch slapped into
the
moon.
And then she got bitch slapped into outer space.
Hell yeah, that was
wham bam straight to the moon.
I don't even care. That was awesome.
That was no.
I mean, it was stupid, but so was the original series. So I'm going to go with it was awesome.
How dare?
Bitch got slapped
that
to goddamn
space. That is how she got to the moon.
Honestly, you know what? You're probably going to bring it up that it happened. But if she got bitch slapped into space like that, it just still wouldn't look right to me in the original. It's just too cartoony.
I'm very certain that I can probably find a clip from the original on YouTube of Rita Repulsa getting bitch slapped into space.
Then I await a message from you.
I bet it exists.
I do not recall. I remember like the other stupid shit. I remember the episodes where there was a guy that was essentially a big Pac-Man that ate people like fucking football mascots do.
Yeah.
That it was all very silly, but the slapping into space is just so Pokemon.
I remember when the White Power Ranger had a sword that sounded like that he played like a flute that sounded like a trombone.
That was the green one.
The white one had it too.
And it didn't sound like
it was technically
the
same guy.
It was the same guy, but the green one,
the same ranger.
Yeah, the green one became the white one, but the white one's sword was a scimitar, and he didn't play it like a flute because it had its own possession and it would shoot lasers out of the tiger's eye on the hilt.
Yeah, the green one was the one with the flute.
The dagger.
It was a flute dagger. Yeah, and he came out the ocean like Godzilla.
Yeah.
I am also going to say, how much power can an extraterrestrial Megazord put out where it can bitch slap a bitch into space?
To be fair,
because I don't think we have a measurement of
the
alien giant robot bitch slapping.
Well, we know what Earth's gravity is like.
So you just need to overcome Earth's gravity.
So how... What kind of mechanical prowess are we giving the extraterrestrial Megazord?
I've seen Kerbal Space Program, and like you have to have launch speed, and like so not only do you have to overcome gravity, but you actually have to overcome raising against gravity, right?
Well, she was also like 50 feet up in the air to start with, because that's how they bitch slapped her. So there was already propulsion.
Yes, it was. But keep in mind that space is 62 miles up.
So she would have to be traveling 62 miles.
Isn't that just a technical space, though? Because she went so far into space that she froze. Like, her face starts freezing. So you have to get
past the stratosphere, right?
Yeah, you'd have to get past the stratosphere. Because that's where you wouldn't be affected by gravity to the point where you can drop. Because that's where they do like all the space drops from. You have to reach a certain point and you actually start gravitating away due to her lack of mass. Right? Because there's the Red Bull did that thing where they launched the guy into space to do a drop. Where he just did a parachute drop from the farthest point possible.
Yeah.
At which point it doesn't actually matter how far you are from Earth other than...
Yeah. Because, and that was at the, I believe he did it at the 60 mile mark.
If anybody actually owns Kerbal Space Program, I would be very interested to know if you could make a big arm that will bitch slap a Kerbal space.
I'm sure it exists somewhere.
Okay, hold
on. I'm very curious, Alec. If somebody has a call to the audience, please do this
at
gmail.com.
At gmail.com. With your research findings, we will peer review it.
All right, so guys, what do you think about the post-credits scene, Phil?
It was really good. It was about as good as the whole film was also good, because M. Night Shyamalan made this film.
Jesus Christ.
It was a great twist at the end,
Yeah, where they introduced Tommy Oliver.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't watch the after the credits scene.
Taylor, Ryan, you guys want to jump in here?
Please enlighten me as to the after the credits scene. Did Tails show up?
Yes, Tails showed up.
Did he show up with the magical rings to save San Francisco?
And they're gonna teleport through the magical rings or whatever.
Amazing.
I'm just happy that is getting a sequel. But no,
fuck,
I think dude, Sonic always.
Look, I've been on porn.
Sonic always comes really fast, though.
Yeah. Those videos fast. Are very quick.
10 pop jump.
No, they were trying to do a sequel, and Tommy is like a big, big fan favorite.
Would you please just explain what actually happened? I genuinely did not see the end.
It's super stupid. Like, you have the teacher that was running detention who was like, Is Tommy here? I forget his last name. Sorry.
He goes, we have a new student in detention. His name's Tommy Oliver. And then there's just a green jacket at an empty desk. That's it.
And then
a locker explodes. Yeah.
And Billy's like, oh, that was me. I'm sorry.
Oh. Which was weird.
Well, that's how he got in the first place, is because his locker blew up.
Because wasn't he in all of the extended Power Rangers as somebody?
Ever since the movie onwards. I think like the first movie with Ivan Ooze is when they brought in the Green Ranger. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, he was brought in way before that.
Yeah.
I think that actor in general, not just specifically the Green Ranger or the White Ranger.
But he was also in this, the actor who plays the Green Ranger. Same with the actor who plays the Pink Ranger.
So I actually I heard something interesting about that. I don't know if it's true, but I did hear about it. Apparently he was at the red carpet event when the movie premiered, and he took a picture of his cameo, and he had to be escorted out because he took his phone out to take a picture.
Whatever.
Oh, that's so sad.
It is.
Sir, you need to leave. No, I'm in this film. Sure you are, mister. Come on.
I was just on the screen.
It was 5 seconds. Just rewind it. Rewind it.
You know who I am.
I'm the Green Ranger.
He like pulls the little dagger out of his bag and starts blowing into it.
Dude, do you not remember?
I can do it.
I haven't practiced in a while, but I can just come on.
Hold on. Oh wait, I'm not wearing my helmet.
Yeah.
I can't blow on this without my helmet. Yeah.
But no, like,
I knew even without knowing that there was going to be some after credit bullshit in this movie, because of course.
But like,
was.
if this movie was just a little bit better, I'm sure there probably would have been a sequel.
Okay, so I did some research after watching the post-credit scene, and the guy who plays the Red Ranger, whose name I'm not going to try and butcher, he was doing promotion for Stranger Things because he's in that, and he did an AMA. And people asked him about if there was going to be a sequel, and he said they're going to be doing a reboot, but none of the actors from this are going to be in it.
They're going to reboot Power Rangers again. For the 50th
Saban time. Wasn't happy with Lionsgate, the production company that did this, or the distribution company, and they're the ones who did a lot of the editing, or made a lot of the editing choices. And even me and Darcy, we watched a bunch of the deleted scenes, and we're like, the story makes more sense.
Yeah. Because, like, there was, in these deleted scenes, we got to see a more, humanized version of a lot of these characters. Like, did you know that the Red Power Ranger has a mother and a sister?
Barely. You see them in, like, a reflection in the background. One scene. And, like, I wouldn't blame any of the actors for this. I actually liked the actors in the roles that they did. I like what they did with the characters. Like, that doesn't bother me at all.
100%.
Like, Power Rangers is not a fucking sacred icon, you know? I mean, come on.
But, like, the deleted scenes and the scenes that were removed, they just added more depth to these characters. Because, like, during the walk up to the, when everybody was going back, we got to see the destroyed van. There was, like, a 30-second thing of Jason and Billy just going, or Jason was saying, wow, it's weird that somebody stole your mom's van. And Billy's like, no, we did that. So it's like, wow, it's super weird that somebody stole your mom's van. It's like, there was five of us. We got hit by a train. Wow, it's super weird that somebody got hit by, or somebody stole your mom's van. He's like, oh, it's weird that somebody stole my mom's van. I got you.
Yeah, like, there was a bunch of that, and then there's a bunch of bits with Zach as well. There's some lines of dialogue that Zach has later that make no sense. Like, after they kill everything and everyone's, like, surrounding the Megazord, he goes, I told you we'd be famous. And I was like, when the fuck did you say that? There's a deleted scene.
And then, like, there was also another deleted scene with Trinity and Zach, where both of them were just hanging out on top of things they shouldn't have been. Like, Zach was on top of a light post, and Trinity was just chilling out on top of a bus. And there was a fire, like a massive fire. Obviously, it was caused by Rita. And it was, like, just a few yards away from the trailer park, and Rita was, like, going the other way, a bunch of fire trucks going. And then like, kind of the call came, is like, hey, we need to train some more.
Yeah, like, there's a whole bunch of things that string things together better that just got cut. And instead, we got that shitty training montage.
Yeah.
All right, so I think it's time for one thing I learned. One thing I learned while doing research for this movie was about the Bryan Cranston bit that I talked about earlier, about him originally getting his start in the entertainment industry through Power Rangers. Phil, what's one thing you learned?
As a serious, I learned, I think that this film is really, like, it's a guiding light for other shitty remakes of old franchises. Because it had all the right ideas, it was going in the right direction, but we can do so much better, and I think they all know it. My comedic one is that I found out that is actually not Zac Efron, because I genuinely thought it was him the entire time.
Awesome. Taylor.
Oh, God. I kind of thought that this series was just kind of dead in North America. I know that it has been going on for fucking ever. But as far as, you know, 90s nostalgic reboots go, I've definitely seen worse, and I mean, I went in with zero expectations, and I was at least content with it. So, if you're interested in ye old Power Rangers, and you got, you know, 2 hours to spare, which is a little bit long for a movie like this, then go for it.
Fair. Ryan?
I'm not going to do one thing I learned. I'm going to do one thing I don't understand.
Okay.
That's not the question, but okay.
I like it. Continue. Roll with
it. How the fuck do you live in a small town and not understand what a steer and a bull are versus a cow? If it's a bull, you fucking know because the balls are dragging on the ground. If it's a steer, it's obviously not a fucking udder. What is wrong with people?
All right. That's a fair thing.
I am very confused.
Darcy.
It has been nearly 20 years since I last heard the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers theme song, and God fucking damn it, does it still rip.
All right, guys, it's time for us to do the reviews.
Taylor, out of 5 and why?
You know what? I'm honestly going to give this movie a 3, as surprising as that is from all of my previous reviews. I went in expecting, oh my God, so much absolute worse of a movie, considering all of the recent remakes that we've gotten that have all been complete and utter trash. And this actually was entertaining enough and written, I'm not going to say well enough, but they gave the characters more depth than I expected, and I liked it a lot more than I thought I would. So I'm going to give it a good old 3.
All right, and Phil, you recommended this. We do this movie forever ago. So what would you rate this movie out of 5 and why?
It really was forever ago. I would give this a 3.5 because I feel that it did everything right, but it did everything right solely for us, the people that grew up with it. Anybody that's new to the series or just younger wouldn't really have that same response to it. So yeah, I can only really give it a 3.5, but still, it's a high 3.5.
All right, Ryan.
I'm going to give it a 2.5. I did not grow up with the Power Rangers. They were kind of...
yeah, because you were, what, like 200 at that point?
Right.
So I had really no affinity.
I tried really hard not to make that joke.
cataracts. They were just... I couldn't watch them. Anyways. So I had no affinity for this prior to going in, so no nostalgia. And it was a decent movie, but it was definitely for people who were fans of the series but had grown up and wanted to see something with a high budget effects on what they remembered the show being like, or at least similar.
All right, that's fair. Darcy, what would you rate this out of 5 and why?
I'm giving this a 3.5 because, like we said before, it did everything right, but it still managed to get it just a little bit wrong. Like I said before, if it was just a little bit better, it probably would have easily managed a sequel. Mm-hmm. But like, it's the Power Rangers theme song, dude.
It's all we fucking showed up for.
Exactly. Tony.
I give it a 3. You know, I grew up with the Power Rangers. I loved the Power Rangers growing up. This had a lot of great callbacks to that, a lot of great Easter eggs. They took some of the lore from later seasons as well of the Power Rangers, because I followed it for quite a few years, longer than I probably should have for my age. But it was actually a lot of fun watching how they did that. I really loved Elizabeth Banks in this. I was really kind of pissed off by the music, which sounds super and small, but it's like, you know, the Power Rangers should have like some fucking metal to it, not this like, you know...
Not the hits of that year.
Yeah, and it just kind of felt like they were doing the hits of the year, and it realistically, a movie like this would do stronger with a score than it would with a soundtrack. Mm. So for me, it's a 3, which, by the way, gives us a total of 15.5 out of 25, which is 62%.
Your score should go up purely because of Ludi Lin's speech at the campfire.
Yeah, no.
I already did the math for 62%.
That was an amazing speech.
Actually, if we were talking about the film just about that speech, I'd probably give it like a 5. But go on.
Well, good news for you, Phil. The actor who played Zack in this is Liu Kang in the new Mortal Kombat movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Fuck
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Dude was such a fucking boss actor. I'm stoked for it.
All right, Darcy, Mimas.
Mimas. Last meme of the night. I couldn't sleep last night, kept thinking how the Green Ranger had a dagger that was a flute that sounded like a synthesizer that was trying to be a trumpet, and he blew it with his helmet on.
Love it.
So this has been another episode of FlixXRate. I'd like to say a very special thank you to my co-host, a face stuck in the wall, Darcy.
What's up? I'm Zordon. Arr! I would like to thank our Rainbow Power Ranger, Taylor.
No, Power Ranger. Good night.
As well as our Krispy Kreme patron, Phil.
Thank you very much for having me, Tony.
And our bedridden grandmother, or mother. You're old enough. Ryan.
Hola.
I've been your host, Alpha 1 through 4, Tony. Good night, Internet!
Shit!
I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of Flix X-Raid. If you've not already, please subscribe in your favorite podcasting app. And if you feel up to it, why not give us a review too? We'd love it. For this episode's show notes, please check out the episode page at our website, flixxraid.com, and follow us on social media at the handle at flixxraid. If you'd like to support the show, check out our merch on redbubble.com/flixxraid, or you can become a Patreon at patreon.com/flixxraid. Good night, Internet! And if you've enjoyed listening to our show, why don't you give this podcast a try?
Colin, we should start a movie podcast.
Oh, that's a good idea, Greg. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking like a movie podcast is like a little different than other movie podcasts.
So instead of celebrating movies, we take bad movies and we talk about them.
No. But maybe we'll take those bad movies and we'll talk about them, how they can be better, how we can fix them.
Guys, I have some notes.
Yeah, what do you have notes about?
No, that's the podcast. I have some notes. Greg Beaver, Colin McIntyre, and me, Scott C. Bourgeois. We get together a few times a month. Take a bad movie, try to punch it up. You can check us out right now at the Alberta Podcast Network or at ihavesomenotes.com.